This is Paul Warden. I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking and discussing on this dream and this vision that God has placed in each and one of our hearts. And I really pray that this teaching is helping you and is instructing you, that you are getting the tools and the right information that you need to make your dream and your vision a reality. Because we're not doing it for self-gain. We're not doing it for self-power. We're not doing it for self-wealth, but for the glory of God, to be a blessing unto Him and to be a yielding vessel to God. And last time we were together, we talked about the power of the blood. As you remember, as Israel prepared to depart Egypt for their destiny, a powerful event occurred, and you can read that in Exodus chapter 12, where God was going to kill the firstborn of everybody in Egypt. And He told the Israelites through Moses to protect the Israelites from this judgment. God's people were instructed to slay a lamb and put its blood on a doorpost. And the Lord said, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you." If we use the blood that Jesus shed for us, we too have the same protection. We too have the same power to do and to achieve this dream and this vision that God has given to each and every one of us. And today I kind of like to talk to you a little bit about having no lack. It has been said, where God guides, He provides. What a powerful statement that is. Despite 400 years in slavery, Israel left Egypt with great wealth. They took with them much cattle, flocks, and herds. They also took with them the wealth of the Egyptians. And you can read that in Exodus 12:38. And also in Exodus 12:35 and 36, it said, "And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians." When you start heading towards your divine destiny, God will place into your hands the finances you need, even funds accumulated by unbelievers. And what a blessing that would be. God could even use what Satan puts out there to His glory. You will receive whatever is needed in order for you to accomplish His purpose. Israel lacked nothing during the wilderness journey. God provided food, water, shoes, and clothing that never wore out. In Deuteronomy 2:7, it says, "For the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hands. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord thy God has been with you, and thou hast lacked nothing." No lack. That is God's plan for His people. That is God's plan for you. That is God's plan for me. Not ostentatious wealth to be flaunted and used selfishly, but finances sufficient to fill your purpose. No lack. And see, that's where we gotta watch. We are not doing this for self-gain. We're not doing this for self-wealth. God will take care of all your needs. God will provide anything and everything that you would need in this life. And yes, you will be happy, because God has a way of doing that. He just supplies your needs without you realizing it. All we have to do is trust Him. The psalmist recalls, "He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them." He spread a cloud for a covering, and a fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened up the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. And he gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. And you can read that same thing in Psalms 105:37-35. Like Israel, you will need supernatural provision along the pathway to your destiny. And later on, we will learn how to access that divine provision for this purpose that God has in your heart. God abundantly blessed Israel for a spiritual purpose that they might be a witness to the nations. God wants to bless you for the same reason. You will lack nothing needed to fulfill this divine mission. You will have no lack mentally, spiritually, or materially. If we just put our trust in God and don't do it for selfish reasons. And that's where a lot of us, like I said, go wrong. We want to do it for selfish reasons. We want to do it for our glory, our wealth, and our benefit. Instead of putting God first, like it says in Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we would put our trust in God, and we would believe in God, and do it for his glory, and not for our glory, for our wealth, for our entertainment, I promise you, you'll be a whole lot happier, a whole lot stress, no stress or anything, because God will bless you abundantly and beyond anything that we could ever think, feel, or believe. All we have to do is trust him, and there will never be no lack of anything in your life. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come to you. What a privilege to know that you are there with us and that you will supply all of our needs. And Father, if we would just keep this burden in our heart and do this for your will, for your glory, the Father, that we will be happy and that you will bless us and that you will meet all of our needs. And Father, that we won't lack of anything if we do it for your glory. Father, search our hearts and to know that we want to do this for your glory and not for our benefit and not for our wealth. But Father, to reach this dream and this destiny that you would put in our hearts, help us, I pray, and to realize that we don't lack nothing if we put our trust in you. And help us to realize that we can depend upon you because your power and the blood of Jesus Christ is there to help us and to strengthen us and to meet our needs. And Father, I thank you for that. And I pray that you will bless and help each one that is listening to this teaching, that you will anoint their hearts and help them to know that they can depend upon you for no lack of anything. And Father, I will never, ever fail to praise you and to honor you and to glorify you for this. And we pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, No Lack. Join Paul next week as he teaches Entangled in the Wilderness. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can email Paul directly. His email address is paul@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's paul@ltmforchrist.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.